You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So texts were flying yesterday, GP, during the later part of the program and then on my way home. A plan was concocted, and this is a very real thing. My seven-year-old was so excited about his Trident gum. He had orange-flavored Trident gum that he needed me as soon as I got home. Like, he's sitting there like ants, like he's got to go to the bathroom, like ants in his pants, like sitting there, like, you done? Like just shoveling dinner in my mouth so that I can then take him to his friend's house so that his friend would be allowed to try this orange flavored Trident gum. This is an occurrence. This happened last night. First of all, I thought it was actually very sweet that he wanted his friend to experience, or multiple friends actually that were over there. It turned out it was a nice concentration. He wanted multiple friends to experience the joy that he was receiving from this orange Trident gum. But this was like multiple text messages. Parents are involved. And like, I don't really want to host people over there, but that's fine. We can go over there for a couple minutes. I'm like, I can entertain the kids while they chew their gum. Like, it was the weirdest thing ever.
And they didn't want to wait till school the next day.
They couldn't. That was not an option.
Can apparently. I ask you, this is as an aside, yeah. But like, how does he communicate with his friends? Does he have a phone?
No. Seven-year-old's got nothing.
Oh, this is the seven-year-old.
Yeah, seven-year-old. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So, He is asking and asking and asking and bothering. And again, it's coming from a very good place that he wants to share the joy of this gum.
But is he doing old school like landline to call him to be like, I'm going to come over with this?
Or no.
He's telling you, text the dad.
So he's bothering mom and mom's going, okay, I guess I can try to arrange something. Like
on his behalf. So everyone's involved. And it's, okay.
So there's four or five different parents involved in this gum exchange. Like seriously.
Did you try the gum?
I didn't. Because it's his special thing. I've had gum. I'm fine. So, but it leads me to the discussion. These children in this age group apparently have just discovered gum, and like Trident gum is like the new currency. Like for me, like at that age, it was like Garbage Pail Kids or like Nintendo games or something like that. But apparently Trident gum is the hit at this elementary school. When is the last time you bought gum? Like, when did you, like, you stop off at a convenience store and you're like, I'm going to buy a pack of gum? For me, it was like just out of college when I was a little concerned going out as a single person that my breath might be a little hot after drinking beer or something.
I don't know. I used to have gum in my car all the time. I can't remember the last time I bought gum. I would consider myself a big gum guy, but as you say it now, I have not had gum in a long time. We have some at the house. It's like buried in a drawer
just
or whatever.
Just in case, yeah.
Just kind of around. And my kids have found it, and they are too young and don't understand it. And we just tell them the old wives' tale or whatever. Like, if you swallow it, it grows in your stomach and yada, yada, yada.
7 years.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, they are scared enough away from it that they don't do it a lot. But their bit is my daughter especially will chew the gum for, I'm not joking, 30 seconds and say, okay, it lost its flavor. And it's like, no, it didn't. I know it didn't. But they don't even need gum anyway, and they shouldn't have it, so I'm fine with that idea. But yeah, generally, I don't know, man. It's been a long time, but I love gum. I'm not a spearmint gum guy.
What's your? I like that. It was like a big red cinnamon situation for a little while.
Oh, I'm not big red at all. What? You ever do the thing where you lick the big red like foil, and you put it on your head to burn your forehead? It burns really bad.
I've never done that.
That was a big thing back in middle school.
You burn it like a reaction of some kind.
Exactly. There was like some type of feeling or thing, and it would like burn on your head, and everyone would do it like in sixth grade.
No foul on that.
Yeah. Hate big red though. I mean, I would eat it, chew it, whatever we call it, but not for me. I've bought Orbit more than anything else.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Blue packs, green packs of Orbit.
That's like the breath mint gum, kind of, right?
I guess
so. Would you call it that?
That was what I always had throughout high school, throughout college. Like, it was always Orbit.
Orbit guy.
I think if I had to choose, though, like, this is nubby. Because it loses its flavor so fast. Like a Juicy Fruit is kind of nice. Or just some kind of like fruity gum is always good for me. But like I'll never do Bubblicious again. Just loses so fast. It's just gone. A Double Mint, I'm over. I'm past that. Green Pack.
Like, I remember gum advertising was a huge thing at one point. I haven't seen a gum commercial in years. Double your flavor, double your fun, Double Mint gum or whatever.
That's
now
true.
There's no, where is the, where, like.
When's the last time you saw a gum commercial?
I remember all the jingles, like big red freshness lasts right through it. Lasting flavor goes on and on. There's no gum commercials.
So quick search here. Who's for the most them? Popular chewing gums. Wrigley's Double Mint.
Wrigley's Double Mint, yeah.
Classic choice. Refreshing, long-lasting mint flavor. Extra. Is Extra like the blue one? I think.
I don't know that.
So it kind of feels like almost papery and dusty when you open it. Known for a wide variety of flavors and clean, crisp mints like Polar.
Oh, I know this one. I know. It's like that breath mint gum. Yeah. Here, look, I'll show you the picture. You'll recognize it.
I think it's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Look, it looks like, just the picture looks like a bar 100%. Of soap.
That one's like a dusty feel when you like touch it. Trident. Which is what you were referencing.
Orange flavored Trident, dude, is the hit.
The leader in the sugar-free gum category with a wide range of flavors and long-lasting freshness. Orbit.
Orbit's up there.
And then I don't know what Five Gum is, but that's apparently...
It's an offshoot of Five Guys where it's burger-flavored gum.
Oh, I'd love that. What do you remember about bubble gum, bubble tape?
Bubble tape, dude.
Little Hubba Bubba?
Yeah.
I don't think...
It came in the circle like a dip can, like a tin.
You just had to open it,
yep.
Spin it. You could kind of close the mouth.
Use that as the way to sever it. Yeah,
exactly right. Wrigley's Juicy Fruit. Again, I know what you're going to tell me, and you're right. It loses flavor quickly, but that original yellow pack of Juicy Fruit, tell me you didn't enjoy it with a straight face.
A long time ago. I definitely did that one.
Bubble Yum?
So here's their little secret about me.
Pink Pack?
Their little secret about your pal. I can't blow a bubble. I never could.
You can't blow a bubble?
I can't blow a bubble.
I shouldn't make fun of this because there's a million things I can't do. Everyone can blow a bubble.
I cannot. So what people don't realize is...
I don't think that's a thing you can't... like
100%.
You just haven't done it yet.
No, I can't do it.
You never tried.
I've never tried. I've never tried to blow a bubble.
Any person who's ever tried has blown a bubble.
Yeah, I can't do it. Here's why. Everybody doesn't realize that you do this in order to do it, but you do it subconsciously because it's so easy. It's like, how do you ride a bike? I don't know. You just pedal and look forward. There is a groove that you make in your tongue to allow air to go in to a potential bubble, right? You do that. You just do it. You don't even think about doing it. I cannot make that groove in my tongue. I have a genetic defect. I can't do it.
I mean, this just can't be true.
I cannot blow a bubble.
Someone needs to go buy gum right now so I can watch Danny try to blow a bubble.
You know what I'll do is I'll try really hard and spit it on the wall.
There's just no way.
There is absolutely a way.
Eclipse Spearmint Icebreakers Ice Cubes. I never had those. Those are the breath ones that like people will have that like square sitting in their cup holder of their car.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Dentine Ice.
Dentine.
Hated that.
Denton Day Ice.
Denton Day Ice. I hated that.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Yeah.
Extra Peppermint, Trident Original, and Orbit Peppermint, my one seed. Blue pack.
The blue pack was silly.
Good gum conversation.
Good gum convo. But again, this all started with orange Trident gum, and this sweet little boy is going, I have to share this with my friends.
Let's go.
This is so good, they have to experience this, and it can't be tomorrow, it's got to be tonight.
What a precious young man.
Isn't that nice?
I like him. Sweet little prince.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.